Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I want to share an incredible story about a man who figured out to fail is not to be a failure. See if you can guess who this person is. He failed many times, yet had critical impact on history. Here's the story of his failing. When he was a youngster, his family was forced out of their home. He had to get a job at that young age to help them survive. Then his mom died. Some years later, he failed in his business. He then ran for a special position and lost. Then, he lost the job he had. Hoping to improve his scenario, he pursued law school, but he couldn't get in. Then this fellow borrowed money to start a business and ended up bankrupt, spending 17 years paying off the debt. Unbelievably, he ran for a select position again and won. Consequently, he was also to be married, but his betrothed died. He had a nervous breakdown and was bedridden for half a year. Admirably, he got up and tried for a better scenario. Here's what that looked like. First, he ran for a position and lost. Next, he ran for another position and lost. And yet, another position and lost. He ran yet again. Gee, can't he get the message? But finally, he won. Well, his story continues. After doing well in this new position for the term, he ran for the same job again and lost. Maybe finally realizing it wasn't working, he tried a different kind of job entirely, and he was rejected. So he went back to the same old, same old. He tried tenaciously for a coveted position and lost. Subsequently, he raised his aim higher to a more elevated position. He ran and lost. This guy must have been nuts. After another run, he lost again. But finally, he ran for the top position. Wait for it. And he won. President Abraham Lincoln knew in his heart he was not a failure just because he failed sometimes. Actually, often. He simply refused to give up. Because he knew his life had value and he had passion and skill sets. Good old Abe fleshed out a valuable example. To fail is not to be a failure. Let's talk about miscalculations and misses. Days are filled with these. Have you ever felt like Abe? Striving forward only to fail? It's discouraging and sometimes feels embarrassing. Maybe you've experienced some of these scenarios. Forgetting a critical deadline and incurring a penalty because of it. Losing your keys and the vulnerable feeling that follows. Trying hard for a position only to see it go to another person. Sending a text or email to the wrong account or address and kicking yourself for not catching it. Missing a medicine dose required for healing or health maintenance when you've committed to be a compliant patient. Saying something you later realize is inappropriate and trying to do damage control. Missing a flight and having to patch up the travel itinerary en route with only your phone to help. Studying your best for an exam and failing, knowing you can't go forward without passing. Trying with all your heart to reconnect with or appeal to an opposing party, and then realizing the damage of their slander is greater than you knew. Not watching more carefully on a workout walk or while driving, and falling or having an accident, and the surgery or damage that results is comprehensive. Those are a few examples. What you do next determines if to fail is not to be a failure. Experiences like ones in the list that we just explored cue us up to consider Mr. Lincoln's inspirational life. He is still considered one of the greatest men in history, but consider what he went through. His path to success was littered with failings. And look at his sufferings, resulting from losses and misses. Interestingly, Mr. Lincoln would probably argue that much of his success was built on top of the framework of failure. Giving up was not an option. Even though he failed, he applied some critical action steps as he kept pursuing opportunities. These are the action steps that he practiced. Number 1, passion. 2, strategy. And 3, hope. Let's look at each one of these. First of all, passion. What is passion? Dictionaries often say a powerful, compelling feeling, emotion, or desire. So how can passion be a tool on a path that also has portals and channels to some kind of failure? The fact that you are capable of passion means you have a power similar to a power God has. He also has passion. Some of the greatest energy in history has been passion. Even in current times, progress and betterment is supported by passion. Individuals like you push forward despite obstacles and don't give up because of passion. I suppose you could also connect passion to conviction. Just because you fail doesn't mean you're a failure. In fact, failing is one of the ways people learn and grow. This is what Mr. Lincoln did. He gained so much valuable experience and information from failing. He failed forward. And it's passion that keeps this process fresh and inviting. Do you live with passion each day? Is passion one of your powerful, compelling feelings, emotions, or desires? Do you live with conviction? Okay, so we talked about passion. Let's talk about strategy. As already mentioned, a benefit of seeing both sides of the human effort coin, success and failing, is valuable experience and information gained in the process. You have been in both places, and so have I. To succeed is a powerful accomplishment, yet to fail is another kind of power. Simply put, you learn even more from failing if you adopt three perspectives. And these three outlooks, these perspectives, are practical decisions that you make. They form a strong strategy in forward momentum. So let's look at these three perspectives. First is focus. Focus is a chosen way to look at life and its developments, good stuff and bad stuff. God wants His children to focus on constructive ideas. Philippians 4:8 says, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." This is a perspective you can choose. So that's focus. The next perspective is discipline. It's a message we need to be reminded of every single day. Once you know the right thing to do, the next thing is to get going and do it, even when you don't feel like it. This is a perspective you can choose. The third perspective is resolve. It's impossible to be successful without resolve. This quality proves giving up is not an option for you. Resolve keeps you doing what must be done now and in the future, regardless of current results. It's a decision, and it's a perspective that you can choose. So again, those three perspectives that help you to form a good life strategy are focus, discipline, and resolve. Facing failing with focus, discipline, and resolve is a mindset that God gives. Choosing to be a failure is a mindset that God does not give. What kind of strategy have you developed and practiced? Does it include focus, discipline, and resolve? All right, let's talk about the third one, and that is hope. There is a power so strong, it threads energy, strength, resilience, and forward movement into your heart and daily life. This power is hope. It's so effective, Scripture lists it as one of the three most desirable qualities to possess. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "These three remain: faith, hope, and love." Hope is a reason to keep going forward. It's also the motive of a person who chooses to find valuable lessons in failing. And it further distinguishes the person who knows they are not a failure just because they failed. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3 talks about hope. Let's explore several versions with word variations to describe the word hope. First one, the patience of hope. Second, unwavering hope. Then, endurance inspired by hope. Perseverance from hope. Firm hope. Another one is steadfast hope. Unfailing, unwavering, unending hope. And sustaining hope. When you hope, you engage patience, unwavering, endurance, perseverance, firmness, steadfastness, unfailing, unwavering, unending, and sustaining. Do you do this? Let's talk about erring and forgiving. You've heard the saying, "To err is human, to forgive is divine," by Alexander Pope. Failings of others can impact your life. Very often, you find yourself in the wake of someone else's failings or even their deliberate sins. To err is human means everyone makes mistakes. To forgive is divine, and that means that some choose to adopt God's ability to forgive and move forward. Forgiving is a three-prong concept. First is forgiving another person. Second is to forgive a group or organization. And third is to forgive yourself. To err and yet forgive is like getting a car wash. It's a cleansing, a reboot, a fresh start. And forgiving opens the door to passion, strategy, and hope. Let's talk about some application thoughts and questions. Number one, what do you learn from President Lincoln's many failings? Two, do you live with passion and conviction each day? Three, what kind of strategy have you developed and practiced? And in your strategy, do you include focus, discipline, and resolve? Four, when you hope, do you engage patience, unwavering, endurance, perseverance, firmness, steadfastness, unfailing, unwavering, unending, and sustaining? I want to tell you about some excellent tools and resources that are available as Christmas is just coming around the corner. It may not seem like it now, but just count the days and you'll see it's true. They're coming quickly. The first tool is Celebrate Advent, a life response to Emmanuel. It's a wonderful devotional tool to use December 1 through December 31 to prepare for Christmas. It's short, simple, and meaningful. And content principles are keepers for every day of the year. If you order now, you'll be ready to use on December the 1st. Another great holiday tool is Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. This tool has helped people break out of holiday busyness and into hope and meaningful celebration. And I might mention that the first tool I mentioned, Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel, is both an ebook and a paperback. Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It is an ebook. Both books make beautiful gifts. Now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Or you can use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.